content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The Sound Prince is now online for last week. ACB Diabetics in Action is looking for a secretary. The battery life is less with each new generation of phones. From 9to5mac.com. A Journey Through History will meet December 4th. The Fantasy Book Club will meet November 27th. Fiction Old and New meets December 7th. ACB Family Dues are due by November 20th if you want prizes. I Can Connect for the Deafblind is a great resource to connect deafblind folks to things that will make their lives easier. AFB Director Mark Richard resigns. ACB Director of Advocacy Tony Stevens resigns. Stocking Stuffers Part 2 has aired. Eyes on Success's recent show on a blind astronomer. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prince Audio Magazine for November 4th is now online. Spotlight on ACB Families, your chance to win. New features in the ACBE Forum, diabetes and carbs. Announcements, reminders, and the calendar. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prince Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prince Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. D. Clayton writes, "Hi, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great fall. I can't say that I'm looking forward to winter, but not much I can do about it. Now to get to my reason for writing this message. ACB Diabetics is going to have to look for a new secretary. Many of you members I do not know well enough to know if you would be interested in becoming an officer of your affiliate and could be willing to dedicate some time by being our secretary. I would like to get some names so we can appoint a new secretary at our meeting this month. If you would send me a little information about yourself, I would appreciate it. My email is at the end of this message. So long for now and hope to hear from some of you soon. D. Clayton, President, ACB Diabetics in Action. Phone 515-848-5007. Email deeclayton1@gmail.com. From 9to5mac.com, an article by Ben Lovejoy. iPhone battery life is getting worse, a trend likely to continue, says report. Tests carried out by the Washington Post, CNET, Consumer Reports, and Tom's Guide suggest that iPhone battery life is mostly getting worse with each successive generation. Experts believe that's a trend likely to continue for some time yet. It's not a problem specific to iPhones, says the Washington Post, but something seen with Android flagships too. There is one exception on the iPhone front. The iPhone XR, with its LCD screen, offered the best battery life of all. But the results otherwise show a gradual decline. The battery life of the iPhone X was slightly worse than the iPhone 8. The iPhone XS didn't last as long as the previous year's iPhone X. And the iPhone XS Max, despite having the largest battery Apple has ever put into an iPhone, didn't last quite as long as the iPhone 8 Plus. That's in direct contradiction to Apple's claim that the iPhone XS lasts up to 30 minutes longer than iPhone X. But the problem there, says the piece, is that there are no agreed standards. The Post's Jeffrey Fowler was so surprised by his results, he asked other sites to confirm. I called up a squad of other tech journalists, also obsessed with testing at CNET, Tom's Guide, and Consumer Reports. Our overall average battery life is coming down, says Mark Spoonhauer, the editor-in-chief of Tom's Guide, who also found the iPhone XS battery died sooner than the iPhone X. Many of the phones with the longest battery life, he adds, are a year old. One industry expert says that's not surprising. The iPhone XS does have have a marginally smaller capacity battery than the iPhone X, but that's not the problem. There's an open secret in the industry. The lithium-ion batteries in smartphones are hitting an inflection point where they simply can't keep up. Batteries improve at a very slow pace, about 5% per year, says Nadim Malouf, the CEO of a Silicon Valley firm called QNovo that helps optimize batteries. But phone power consumption is growing up faster than 5%, and the phone power situation is likely to get worse. New ultra-fast wireless technology called 5G, coming to the U.S. neighborhoods soon, will make even greater demands on our beleaguered batteries. Apple puts a lot of work into power optimization, but it's not quite keeping up with the power demands of the performance increases. What can you do to extend your battery life, short of using your phone less? The main tips are to reduce screen brightness and to use Wi-Fi over LTE where possible. In the tests, which made the phones surf the web constantly, the iPhone results were iPhone XR, 12 hours, 25 minutes. iPhone 8 Plus, 10 hours, 10 minutes. iPhone XS Max, 10 hours, 6 minutes. iPhone 8, 9 hours, 51 minutes. iPhone X, 9 hours, 30 minutes. iPhone XS, 9 hours, 9 minutes. The iPhone XR also beat out all the Android flagships tested, with Samsung's Note 9 taking second place. Until the oft-promised battery technology breakthrough delivers results, it looks like Apple's obsession with performance boosts mean we can expect a continued gradual decline in battery life for some time yet. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Tuesday of this month, Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. We will continue the format of having everybody read a book and discuss their book choice with the group. We will be using Zoom platform. The relevant info is https://zoom.us/j/56111-2974 or use iPhone OneTap US 1408638096, 56111-2974#. Or 1-646-876-9923, 56111-2974#. Or telephone in the U.S. 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Meeting ID number is 561-112-974. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/JuliaKulak Group Facilitator. Julia.kulak@gmail.com. A Journey Through History meets the first Tuesday of each month at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Join us on December 4th, 18 at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780972. With iPhone OneTap, 1-408-638-0986, 1-778-09772#, or 1-646-876-9923, 1-778-09772#. Telephone in the U.S. 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Meeting ID is 1-778-09772. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/YCQ4DRN. NLS Annotation, Fools and Mortals, a novel, DB 88967, by Bernard Cornwell. Reading time, 12 hours, 46 minutes. Read by George Holmes. Suspense fiction, historical fiction. Life for William Shakespeare's younger brother Richard is not one of wine and roses. He makes a living through small acting parts, some petty theft, and a very quick tongue. When he is suspected of stealing a priceless manuscript, he must clear his name. Some violence and some strong language. Copyright 2018. https://nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/book/src/db8967. Download Fools and Mortals, a novel. Don Queen, host, historical nonfiction. Queens at pacbell.net. David Faucheur, co-host, historic fiction. Scopist65@gmail.com. Accessible World Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radioutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org, 714-449-1958. Email Larry, two R's, Gassman, two S's, at roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Don Queen. The Zoom meeting link to attend Fiction Old and New, which occurs the first Friday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern, is the following. https://zoom.us/j/61331348. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing Zoom Cloud Meeting app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the below two numbers to initiate the call. 140-863-80986, (1) 646-876-9923, (613-313-488. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the following numbers, 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. You will need to enter the meeting ID, 613-313-488. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/capital S X(9O)A6C(R). Fiction Old and New will be discussing the book An American Tune by Barbara Shoup, Shoup, DBC 12181. Here is the Bard annotation. An American Tune, a novel. DBC 12181. Shoup, Barbara. Reading time, 14 hours, 7 minutes. Read by Charles Cooper. A production of Indiana State Library, Indiana Talking Book and Braille Library. Psychological fiction. While reluctantly accompanying her husband and daughter to freshman orientation at Indiana University, Nora Quillen hears someone call her name, a name she has not heard in more than 25 35 years. Not even her husband knows that back in the 60s, she was Jane Barth, a student deeply involved in the anti-war movement. An American Tune moves back and forth in time, telling the story of Jane, a girl from a working-class family who fled town after she was complicit in a deadly bombing, and Nora, the woman she became, a wife and mother, living a quiet life in northern Michigan. An achingly poignant account of a family crushed under the weight of suppressed truths. An American Tune illuminates the irrevocability of our choices and how those choices come to compose the tune of our lives. Join us at this Zoom meeting to discuss this great book. Co-hosts Michelle Bernstein, email hamletssweetlady@gmail.com. Sherry Wells, sherrywells1157@gmail.com. Date, Friday, December 7th, 2018. Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And elsewhere in the world, Saturday at midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. We hope you'll join us to discuss this great book. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Accessible World contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, etc. I have given that information already. Fall has arrived and winter's on its way. Soon turkey will be on sale at the grocery and we'll be shopping for gifts and planning for all that holiday cheer. That means that it's time for ACB families to start handing out prizes. Pay ACB families 2019 dues by November 20th and have a chance to win one of two $50 Visa cards just in time for the holidays. Winners will be drawn at our support group call on Sunday, November 25th. But wait, there's more. Our 2019 members who attend our November 25th call will have another chance to win an additional $25 Visa gift card. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, you can participate in ACB Families. ACB Families holds two conference calls each month. On the second Sunday, we present a topic, invite a speaker, and or conduct business of the organization. Examples of past topics are stretching the family dollar, attending the ACB National Convention on a Shoestring, holiday gift ideas, and fun and educational Amazon Alexa skills. Our family's support group call is the fourth Sunday of the month. Share questions and tips, get in on the discussion, or just listen to what others have to say. Calls are at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. The dial-in number for all calls is 712-432-3900, and the call code is 796-096. ACB Families sponsors a breakfast at the ACB National Convention. In 2018, we shared Alexa skills and tricks for getting the most from our Amazon Echo devices. Our family's bingo is also a popular event at the National Convention. We share information through our email list and Facebook page. Join our email list by sending a blank message to families-subscribe at acblists.org. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/acbfamilies. Join ACB Families now. Dues are just $8 a year. Pay by credit card by calling 502-897-1472 or make a check payable to ACB Families and mail by November 15th to 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky 40206. You can also send $8 by PayPal to families.acb@gmail.com. Welcome to our ACB family. Carla Ruchival, President, ACB Families. Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind. Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni. 502-897-1472. Carla, 40206@gmail.com. From ICanConnect.org, the North Carolina contact is North Carolina Division of Services for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, Carolyn Cowan, 919-527-6936. P.O. Box 17582, Raleigh, North Carolina 27619. Carolyn, Carolyn, dot Cowan, Cowan, at dhhs.nc.gov. Business phone 866-874-7280, http://www.ncdhhs.gov/dsdhh/. North Carolina file attachments, NC NDBEDP 2018 Consumer Interest Form 01-2018.pdf. ICANN Connect provides people with both significant vision and hearing loss with free equipment and training. ICANN Connect is a national program with local contacts that helps people stay connected with friends, family, and the world. Sending an email or chatting on the phone can be challenging for people with both significant vision and hearing loss. ICANN Connect provides free equipment, including smartphones, tablets, computers, screen readers, braille displays, and more to people who meet federal disability and income guidelines. Each person receives an individual assessment to determine the best equipment solutions. ICANN Connect serves people from a wide range of backgrounds, including older people who have lost vision and hearing later in life, and people with Usher and CHARGE syndromes. Have questions? ICANN Connect, also known as the National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program, is a federal program administered locally in all 50 states. The District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and the Northern Mariana Islands. Look up your local program contact to learn more and see if you or someone you know qualifies. From Mark Richard, hey there, ACB friends. This is just a short note for now to share some news with you. It seems like just about every day these days, there's important changes underway in our field, in the blindness and disability communities generally, and in our country and around the world. Change can be tough, but it can also be exciting. For me personally and professionally, I've come to the decision that it's time for me to make some important changes. And yes, one of them is my resignation, effective as of this past Friday, from my post as AFB's Director, Public Policy and Senior Advisor, Strategic Initiatives. As many of you know, fully two-thirds of my quarter-century-long career championing causes for people who are blind or visually impaired, their families, and the professionals and programs that serve them have been sponsored by AFB. In this life, few people indeed get the privilege to be paid to do something that they love doing with all their heart, while forging deep friendships with some of the most intelligent and dedicated people in the business, who, surprisingly enough, were actually willing to partner with me to dare to change the world. Along with colleagues and friends in ACB, AER, NIB, NFB, and so many others, we've managed to make some things happen. It's because I know what's possible that I'm so thrilled to learn what the next few chapters in this story have to tell. And I'm really looking forward to being able to share more with you about what's in the works for me very soon. Actually, I can't wait. As always, feel free to be in touch with me via my personal email address, number4justice@concentric.net, or by phone at 571-438-7895. See you around, Mark. And in other personnel changes, good morning. I regretfully announce the resignation of Tony Stevens as Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs effective November 14th. He will be leaving us to become executive director of a community-based nonprofit in Baltimore. In his nearly 3 years with ACB, Tony has clearly elevated our legislative, regulatory, and direct advocacy efforts through his passion, optimism, and humility. Simply put, he has been a great teammate, and we are all far better for having worked alongside him. He will most certainly be missed. He has agreed to work with me and others in ACB to complete projects that are in process after his departure. Furthermore, Tony has expressed a sincere desire to remain an active member. I plan to take him up on his offer. With his departure, Tony leaves big shoes to fill. A position announcement and recruitment will commence in the coming weeks, so stay tuned. I wish Tony much success in his future endeavors and encourage folks to reach out to him in the coming weeks. Sincerely, Eric Bridges, Executive Director, American Council of the Blind, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311, phone 202-467-5081. Learn more about us at www.acb.org. Follow us on Twitter at ACB National. Like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/American Council of the Blind Official. View our YouTube page at http://tinyurl.com/GLOZ7BQ. Sacking Stuffers Part 2 aired Monday, November 12, 2018 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Each year, we present our Stocking Stuffers program in an attempt to provide our audience with a variety of choices of gifts for the holiday season. We also present Stocking Stuffers in order to thank our vendors who sell us their products and to give them an opportunity to discuss and demonstrate them. We always shall have questions from our wonderful audience. All times listed below are Eastern. Stocking Stuffers 2018 welcomes Paul Ferreira, Communications and Accessibility Editor, American Printing House for the Blind. During his presentation, Paul Ferreira discussed various gift ideas for the holidays from APH. Paul covered new APH products, gadgets, games, and other fun APH offerings for people of all ages and all levels of vision. All of the products mentioned during the presentation can be purchased online at shop.aph.org or by calling HPS's toll-free number at 800-223-1839. You may contact Paul at pferrara@aph.org. Join BlindMiceMegamall.com's Big Cheese for great gift ideas for everyone on your Christmas list from the merchants in Blind Mice Megamall. Featured merchants include, but are not limited to, Body, S-C-E-N-T-Z, genuine brand name designer perfumes and colognes at discount prices, Blind Bookstop with Braille and electronic books, Blind Mice Mart, featuring the Talking Magic Chef Microwave, Danny Boy Portable Device Stand, Cookware and Adaptive Products, On the Go Dog Guide Products, Adaptive Products for the Blind, General Gifts from JJ Trading, and Beautiful Handmade Jewelry and Delicious Natural Room Sprays from Journeys. Time permitting, there was lots more. Happy holidays to you from everyone at BlindMiceMegamall.com. Luke Scriven, Assistive Technology Manager at Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind, discussed our two lighthouse tools for living locations, where we sell a variety of low-tech items which are helpful for people on a day-to-day basis. There are things like bold line paper, large print calendars, large print high contrast keyboards, various lamps, talking scales and thermometers, and so on. People are able to visit our locations to see the products firsthand, or go to our website, www.lighthousetoolsforliving.com, to see what's available. We also have a printed catalog, which we can mail on request. I'll also talk about our Sandy Forsyth Assistive Technology Center and the different assistive technologies we carry, which range from low-cost handheld electronic magnifiers all the way up to the latest wearable technologies. The ACB Mini Mall is the perfect place to find stocking stuffers for everyone on your holiday gift-giving list. Whether you are looking for items for small stockings or something for a giant stocking, we've got you covered. Check out our ACB Silk Touch polo shirts and fleece jackets, our new computer backpack, and our always popular lineup of small tech items like power banks, chargers, and cables. There are organizers and totes to keep everything right at your fingertips. Have fun with our new puzzles and keep warm when you sip your coffee or hot chocolate from a big 24-ounce ACB mug. Make sure you travel in style with a new cane and never lose a bag again when you add a bright ACB luggage tag. See our catalog or visit us online to see all of our products. American Council of the Blind Mini Mall, 877-630-7190. Email mall@acb.org. www.eyesonsuccess.net, episode 1845, Seeing the Stars His Own Way, aired November 7th, 2018, about a blind astronomer, Morgan Renberg, R-E-H-N-B-E-R-G. we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Call 919-832-5138.